It's Paul Foster for WNCW, and welcome to this week's Friday Feature Interview of the Week. This week, our topic is Connect Buncombe, an organization that raises awareness and funds to support greenways in Buncombe County. My guest to talk about this is Leanna Joyner, board member for Connect Buncombe, also a writer, facilitator, and special projects manager. She also, and I got to ask you about this, Leanna, you actually had something to do with the WNCW, what, about 12 years ago?
Yep, I worked for WNCW in the marketing arena over a decade ago, which is so hard to believe.
Time does fly. Well, good morning, and thank you very much for being with us today.
Well, good morning. Thanks so much for having me to advance greenways and opportunities for outdoor recreation and healthy lifestyles in our county. And I know it's happening in a lot of adjacent counties as well.
There's an event scheduled for tomorrow that I'd like to talk to you about. But first of all, how about the story, some background on Connect Buncombe?
Connect Buncombe is a fairly new organization. It was formed just a few years ago, and it really grew out of the collective interest of citizens to see how we could further advance the county's, Buncombe County's, greenways and trails master plan. That master plan includes 102 miles of trails that span from Inca Candler all the way to Black Mountain and from Weaverville to Fletcher and a whole lot of other spurs and other connectivity included within that. So it's a pretty comprehensive plan. The county, local municipalities, and the city of Asheville have done a really good job of advancing greenways to date. There's between 5 and 15 miles of trails, of greenway trails already on the ground. Some of them are paved and some of them are natural surface trails. Our aim is to keep building, growing, and pushing toward this realized dream of 102 connected miles of greenway for the benefit of everyone who lives here.
That sounds exciting. And I know we were talking off the air a moment ago about there being like 5 to 10 of these greenways currently, but a lot more to come in the future, you hope.
Absolutely. And I think it'll serve as such a great resource for transportation. Greenways are commonly known to spur economic benefit for businesses along or near greenway corridors, provide a lot of opportunities for healthy lifestyle and choices that allow folks to spend time outdoors and connect with our landscape, because it's a beautiful landscape.
Well, how did you get involved with the group? And of course, you have gone on to actually become a member of the board now.
I was asked. That makes all the difference in the world when someone, you know, picks up the phone and asks you to become a volunteer. And outdoor recreation and walking and biking are things that are really important to me. And I believe in civic engagement. And we are a small organization. We don't have any staff. All of our work is comprised entirely of volunteers. So I would love to take this opportunity to personally invite folks who are listening to maybe consider volunteering with us and our organization. They can sign up on a volunteer form on our website at connectbuncombe.org. And we'll extend an invitation to everyone who expresses interest in a volunteer orientation that we have planned for Sunday, April 22nd. So that's coming down the pike. We hope to have folks who see and feel clear benefit that greenways offer and engage them in advancing our advocacy and fundraising efforts.
This is WNCW's Friday Feature. Our guest is Leanna Joyner as we talk about the organization called Connect Buncombe. Okay, what's taking place tomorrow concerning Connect Buncombe? And I understand it's going to be a very special day.
It is. It's really exciting. We love inviting people out onto greenways. And some of them, like the ones along the French Broad River, are commonly used along Carrier Park. There are also some lesser known but publicly available natural surface trails. And we have a greenway walk scheduled tomorrow. That's Saturday, March 24th, at the Bowcatcher Greenway. Everyone will be meeting at Memorial Stadium, just behind the Asheville Tourist Baseball Field. The higher stadium area behind there has a parking lot, and we'll be convening there at 9 a.m. on Saturday. The walk is 1.2 miles long in each direction. We're asking that folks show up in sturdy shoes, bring layers to bundle up if it's chilly, or de-layer if they get warm, and some water. There's more information on connectbuncombe.org on our events page, or folks can find us on Facebook under Connect Buncombe and learn about the event there too.
Overlook Park, what does the future hopefully hold for this park?
So the city has planned that the terminus of this greenway segment will be at Overlook Park. It's up near Helen's Bridge, which is a historic bridge, and anybody who's been around Asheville any length of time or has taken a Lazoom ghost tour or anything knows that there are some ghost stories associated with Helen's Bridge. At Overlook Park, there's some really excellent opportunities for open space and views looking back over the precious city of Asheville. It's not built yet, but it's in the plans are there for the city. And it was actually historically conceived by some of our earliest city planners. The concept of this park has been around for a long time.
And how would you go about summing up tomorrow?
Be prepared for a relaxed role. We don't go out and bust out quick miles. You know, it's meant to be a conversation piece around how we might use resources like this and build support for resources like this. So come with questions, come to learn, come to explore the city. Bring your family and some friends, and it should be a really great time.
There's nothing like taking a walk or a jog along a greenway, and I certainly hope you guys have a successful day with the event tomorrow. Tell us one more time, again, if someone is interested in finding out more about Connect Buncombe, what you guys are involved with, and things like tomorrow's event or volunteering, how can they get in touch with you?
They can find us two ways, on Facebook under Connect Buncombe. If they search for that, they should find us. And then also online on our website, connectbuncombe.org. There is an events page that has some information about the upcoming Greenway Walk and other activities we'll be involved with this summer. There's also a volunteer page where folks can express interest in volunteering and getting involved with our work together to advance Greenway.
Leanna Joyner of Connect Buncombe, thank you again for being with us.
Thank you so much for having me, Paul. It's been a pleasure.
WNCW's Friday Feature Interviews of the Week are also available as a podcast on our website, which is wncw.org. Make it a good weekend. I'm Paul Foster.